from MLU headquarters in Philadelphia. This is Cleats and Cufflinks.
All right, we're here with another Cleats and Cufflinks mini podcast, or maybe the first one, if this is the first one you're saying. We have Chris Hancock with us from the Portland Stags, here to talk about the game tomorrow, talk about friction gloves a little bit, talk about, most importantly, fortune cookies.
That's right.
tell us about this to start.
So I've heard that Philly is famous for fortune cookies, and so we went to Chinatown and got a bag. They let me in the factory, and yeah, pretty sweet.
Did you have to show ID to get into the factory, or was it just like, hey, yeah, come on in?
I told them I had a big game tomorrow, and they just, you know.
I had never heard that Philly was famous for fortune cookies, and I've lived here for 12 years.
I've never been directed to the coffee shop that you sent these guys to.
You haven't been to Ray's yet?
I come here all the time.
We've talked about it.
I just haven't gotten
it's
over there
spot.
Yet.
It's a good spot.
It's not bad.
The best $10 cup of coffee you can buy in Philadelphia. Oh, no,
yeah. It's a very expensive cup of coffee. It doesn't look like a coffee shop either.
No. You would keep walking.
But there's elaborate alchemy machines that create the coffee.
Steampunk?
You'd enjoy it. Yeah.
And then they charge you four times the price of regular coffee.
Again,
very expensive coffee.
I'll have to have Nick come over and put it on the MLU budget. He can explain that to the other folks.
Lindy's right out there.
No kidding.
A business meeting, for sure.
So you're in town. I noticed, we'll talk first, friction gloves.
Mm-hmm.
I see that everybody who has come with you is wearing some piece of friction glove apparel, by and large. Contractually obligated, of course.
They are, yeah. And it's a big, like, Northwest thing. And so they know they can't wear anything else.
That's fair.
Scare them into it.
How is business going? Like, what kind of stuff are you guys up to now? Anything going on?
It's going really well. It's sweet. It keeps growing. Going to be coming out with another glove later this summer. And then kind of getting into disc golf as well. And so trying to be, like, all disc sports.
I've actually been wearing my friction glove to play disc golf.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm not a power thrower. But I find
I would have pegged you as a power thrower.
I find that it adds a little bit.
It's only because you haven't seen him on the frisbee. It's very clearly not a power thrower.
Yeah, that's not my thing. ouch.
So with the new gloves, are they for like different conditions? Do they have different tackiness based on just sort of the development process
they're
that you've been going through?
The same tackiness, but just kind of working to get a better glove. Mm-hmm. Like the goal, I mean, sometimes they rip on people and the goal is for that not to happen. And so working on certain features of that just to make them stronger and hold up for as long as possible.
I have to ask these questions because I don't wear gloves when I play. It doesn't make sense 4 years ago. It doesn't make sense to me because I've never had an issue with it. So I don't, like, I'm trying to figure out what the...
I think a lot of people felt that way, though, and we've seen the transition, right?
It's
like, people are starting to realize you can more spin, you know, the throwing more than the catching.
I find it in bad conditions, like when it's rainy, when it's cold, like having gloves just helps you.
This is the rumor that I've heard.
And then you get people that, like, they take them off when it gets sunny, and they're like, oh, I need my gloves to be
on. I had a guy on my summer league team who was wearing work gloves that he bought at Home Depot, like gardening gloves.
Yeah.
That didn't make
people
sense.
People are trying all sorts of things.
I mean, if it's cold, yes, that gloves, gotcha, makes sense.
Gotcha, yeah.
I'm in.
Sold.
Gotcha.
So other than that, obviously you have that off the field thing going on. What about on the field? What are we looking for tomorrow? Because this is a big game.
Yeah,
we got some people showing up for it.
Yeah.
Turns out it's gonna be a few people. we're adding cameras. I don't know if you knew that. We got five cameras on this.
Five.
That's a lot of cameras.
I had to wear a GoPro for one of our warm-ups once.
Oh, nice. We have a ref with a GoPro on this game.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how that's gonna go.
I hope we can hear what's going on the field.
I don't know if you want that.
Oh, I didn't even think of
that.
We'll be able to.
We're not the whole thing.
We're not running that live.
Oh no.
No.
We can use it for later.
Yeah, we'll use it for later. Yeah, it'll be good. So what are you looking forward to out there? What are you hoping to accomplish?
It'll be just a super exciting game. I mean, we're really happy to be here. Like, we've tried multiple times. This is our first time. And, yeah, we're excited just to go out there and do our thing and play Frisbee again. Like, we've had a couple weeks off, like, a couple practices. But just go and play and kind of take it all in stride. It's going to be sweet. We went to the stadium this morning and checked it out. And
oh, nice.
It's a pretty awesome place.
It's enormous.
It's huge.
I'm not going to lie to you. We aren't going to fill it.
I was hoping we would.
Just letting you know that is not going to happen.
We can, like, Photoshop it in afterwards.
Yeah. Just get a lot of stuffed animals.
Yeah, there you go.
Just pack them in.
No, it'll be. I'm excited. It'll be a lot of fun. So.
So I think that one of the things that we've thought about going into this game is that both of the two teams who are in it, Stags and the Spinners, are sort of these teams that have this whole belief of in themselves, sort of that this is where we belong. Mm-hmm. And the belief has been proven out over the course of the season. You guys only had one loss. They only had one loss. Both those losses were to Boston by 1 point. Mm-hmm. So it's this sort of thing where both teams are like almost a team of destiny. And in the game itself, I could sort of anticipate that that's going to be highlighted by if either team gets down, I expect you both to sort of storm back. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sense of, have you sort of prepared for that in terms of, oh, when things go wrong, we're going to do this, or we need to sort of mentally be prepared for whenever Philly throws their sort of haymaker, to cross your sports metaphors?
I think, like, we just all need to kind of play for each other tomorrow, essentially. And, yeah. Like, it's easy to, when things go wrong, to just kind of put the head down. But, I mean, we've spent, like Cody said, we spent 8 years together, and then all of us here are 4 years on the Stags the whole time. And so, like, we know how we play. We know how to get that person that made a mistake back to their level. And there are going to be mistakes tomorrow, but it's kind of who responds on that. And so we all know our roles very well on the team. And Danny's done a great job of, like, Cody's going to throw the hook every single time, and, like, Hank's going to do the reset, that kind of thing.
Going straight into the scouting
report. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully this airs after.
Yeah, we'll release this right before game time. They won't have time to correct for it.
But we all know our roles, and just if we all do our job, then things will work in our favor. Yeah. So.
Awesome. Well, it's going to be an exciting game. We're psyched to have you guys out here.
Yeah.
Looking forward to watching it. And we'll see you out on the field tomorrow, Franklin Field.
Sweet.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you as always.